Another trial that you're doing that I wanted to ask you about is the phase two study that you're looking at pemetrexed, GEM, and BEV. Can you talk about that?
This is a trial that is a non-platinum containing combination using two very active drugs in lung cancer. So we originally started with a Q2-week regimen, which actually is fairly easy to do. And this was based on a phase one trial that was done by, I think Dr. Ajay did the trial in terms of looking at the doses to use. And we started off with pemetrexed 500 milligrams per meter squared and GEM 1500 milligrams per meter squared given every 2 weeks. That was what they ended up with. And we added bevacizumab at 10 milligrams. These are, of course, in patients who are bevacizumab eligible. The trial is really being done by our group as well as the University of Michigan who've joined. So it's very early. It's 5 patients so far. And the only thing we found out is that bevacizumab does add to neutropenia. So
I hear that in different tumors.
It does.
And I don't know where it's coming from. What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure where it's coming from. It occurred in 4599. Patients who got the Bev had a higher amount of neutropenia, especially, and then when they looked at the elderly subset, they did as well. So it does. And in our trial, I can tell you from my experience that we had to, with the first 2 patients, cut down on the dose of the pemetrexed and the GEM.
What about using growth factors?
You know, we don't know a lot about growth factors. In terms of primary prophylaxis, I generally do not. And so I would rather do the trial without growth factors if possible.